This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
Yes, it's Worldwide Wave time, Joy's international news and current affairs show for and by the LGBTI community. We take you around the globe, one queer story at a time. I'm Matt, and we are back for 2022, and it is a big year for us. Shannon, Worldwide Wave will be celebrating 10 years on air.
Very exciting.
And we are live from the Joy Studios at the magnificent Victorian Pride Centre. And yes, welcome, Shannon.
Yeah, good to be here. Good way to start off the year. This week, the annual Midsummer Festival commences. We have 22 days of the best queer arts, culture, events, parties, and pride. It's a change for Victoria's rainbow community to show its true colours. Midsummer is also a celebration of difference and diversity, and the celebration goes beyond the boundaries of the state of Victoria.
In exploring some of the intersectionality, in some of the internationally focused events, tonight we turn to our regional neighbours in the Pacific. Storytelling is a vital way of communicating across generations and across cultures, and there is a midsummer event that will do just that. It's called Queer Pacifica, the rebirth of the cool. We'll be joined live in the studio by Samoan Fafafine, host of the event, Amau Liotolu. It's midsummer time to get out the rainbow flags and get ready to celebrate, and a wealth of events are coming up across the next 3 weeks right throughout Victoria, not just Melbourne. And one of those events we are looking at tonight with an international theme, and we welcome to the studio Amau Liotolu.
Thank you for having me. Warm Pacific salutations.
And welcome to this is your first time in the new Victorian Pride, well, the new Joy Studios.
Yeah, quite amazing. Like, spacey, and I think I could make this my second home.
If we see a bed in the corner, we'll know who it is. We're here to talk about your show as a part of Midsummer, and it's called Queer Pacifica, the Rebirth of the Cool. So what's the cool?
Okay, it's looking at the narratives of queer folks from the Pacific diaspora based here in Australia. So we've also got some interstate guests as well. And it's a conversation that centres the voices and amplifies the voices and experiences of LGBTIQ folk who, have to look at navigating not only their Western culture, but their own Pacific culture. And these are stories that I felt personally for myself are very, quite important to tell in terms of bringing them to the forefront and being able to tell our experiences from my own Pacific community.
And the write-up in the Midsummer Guide says it's a panel of queer Pacifica artists as they take up space, share experiences, and talanoa through storytelling and performance. What's talanoa?
Okay, talanoa is basically conversations. In culture-wise, in different Pacific cultures, we use the expression talanoa to bring together or to have open dialogue. And it's a cultural, especially me being Samoan, it's a cultural way of looking at centering voices without necessarily being too judgmental. You're able to sit with people or your family or your members of your community and have conversation. And those are conversations that allow you to kind of give you equal platforms just to speak and bring to the forefront whatever you feel you need to discuss. So Talanoa is best described as conversations.
But good, honest conversations.
Yeah, and just an open platform where you can able to have dialogue. So like us three tonight that are in the studio, we're having a Talanoa over whatever we're conversing about. And I think for me, it's a cultural, it has a great cultural sensitivity to it. Just that it's open, like you're open to freely have the conversation.
Yep.
And to speak how you feel. And so we, on that night, what I like the participants to is not to actually be in agreement, but just to tell their own personal experiences, through performance or how they choose to execute on the night on what we choose to talk about, and knowing that it can be different. You know, I'm not expecting us all to be on the same boat. I don't expect us all to be in agreement because
we are a very diverse community.
Yeah, that's right. And, we also have the different ages, but also, we have the different dynamics in terms of, young people using the different language, to what I say, what was 20 years ago. So, being able to bring that to the conversation, how we navigate those spaces, but also from a cultural aspect as well.
Yeah, the other word that caught me there, taking up space, because we had a chat with a guest from the Dominican Republic last year, and they're sort of, they have this thing called street walking, which is okay. Taking up space, and they're sort of saying, okay. Make ourselves visible so that people can't ignore us. Is that the same sort of thing?
Yep, I totally agree with that. It's being able to, like I said at the beginning, center our voices. So, these are the stories of Pacifica people. And, we're not going to ask you to do it from what we're so used to from a colonized Western perspective, but try and view it from try and bring in the cultural element. What are our challenges? What are our highs and lows when we go into spaces? And so when we look at taking up space, it's the owning of that space and feeling free to be able to just tell it like it is, or tell a truthful account of what our experiences are as a Pacifica person.
Our guest is Amau Leotolu, and we're talking about Queer Pacifica, one of the great events in the Midsummer Carnival. We've got a heap more coming up as we talk about LGBT rights and life in the Pacific. You're on Worldwide Wave.
Where our diverse communities can come together. Joy.
We have with us Amau, who is, has created...
That's one of the star shows.
One of the star shows, yes.
In the whole of Midsummer. That.
And who is, according to Anthony Arian Leo, a brilliant role model and performer in our community. Mm. Can't wait for Queer Pacifica.
Thank you for that message, Anthony, Ari and Leo. Love your messages. Message in with any events you're going to in Midsummer. Perhaps you've booked something, perhaps you haven't yet, but you've, flagged it. Certainly Carnival Day this Sunday starts at 11 o'clock at the Alexandra Gardens. Is a must-do. Time to get out and about in the sunshine and enjoy it. So
I need some tips. I need like a roadmap.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking.
I need people to tell me where to be.
That's exactly what we want.
Yeah.
Now, our guest tonight is Amau Leotolu. And you are a Samoan Fafafine.
That's correct.
For somebody who doesn't know, what does that mean?
Okay. Fafafine is, it's a layered term. So I identify in a Western term as trans, but Fafafine doesn't adequate to a trans individual, trans female. So it's a layered term because we don't have LGBTIQ as our Westerners. So whawhawhine is a layered term, but it's more, it tends to associate with someone that was male, born male at birth, identify as trans femme or female. And so that for us is our term, or it could actually have gay males in that term as well. So we don't have a term that's, we don't have various different terms like LGBTIQ. So whawhawhine is a term that we have for someone like myself, or best describe someone like myself. Or we also have the term whatama, which is the equivalent of someone that may have been female at birth, describes himself as lesbian, trans male. So Westerners will probably think there's inadequacies about that, but as a Samoan, we tend to be okay with those terms. Those terms are layered.
Pretty much a third gender, isn't it? It's like a...
Third gender. But where it's challenging for us is those that are born in, say, Australia, where they have to come up with the different
fit into a box.
Yeah, fit into the box. But for us, it's kind of quite fluid. So, and we're okay with it as Samoans.
Yeah. In terms of Samoa, in your lifetime, if I think about LGBT rights in Australia, you know, it's probably, you know, 50 years ago it was illegal to be homosexual. Now we've got a raft of equalities, including marriage equality. In your lifetime, how has Samoan LGBT rights changed, or has it?
We still have laws that still discriminate, that can legally discriminate against us. But cultural-wise, Samoans tend to be a lot more receptive or accepting of whawhawhine community. And so the laws haven't, to my knowledge, they haven't really been majorly challenged. Mm-hmm. And the association that we have over there, the whawhawhine Association, there hasn't kind of been, you know, there's always been the conversations on how whawhawhine are integrated into society. Samoans are fine, tend to be okay with that. But there's actually been kind of, the whawhawhine Association, or some whawhawhines, have never felt the need to kind of take it any further. Culturally wise, we're okay with that. Sometimes I sit back from a Western lens and think, why don't you challenge them? But when I look at it, it's just like, oh, they don't seem complexed by it. And it's something that, whether it gets challenged in the future, who knows? But some, you know, whawhawhine, to my knowledge, are okay with it. Bear in mind that we also have, we also have American Samoa. Mm. So their take could be different to ours because they have a different legal system in American Samoa. And so they have an association, just like we have a whawhawhine association in Samoa, they have Sophia's. And, you know, we haven't felt the need to challenge because we're able to still live our lives freely. Whawhawhine can still go to work as they best choose to, how, you know, they feel dressed to. And it's okay. That was one of the amazing things that when I went to Samoa a few years ago, and I hadn't been like in over 40 years, just the acceptance of Samoan people with regards to whawhawhine in Samoa, it was so amazing. I went during the marriage equality
debate
here in Australia, and it was, you know, the stuff that, you know, the heaviness of that here, and then to go to Samoa at the same time and think to myself, wow, these people don't have problems with whawhawhines who were teachers, and, you know, it was just integrated in society. But I think it stems from being in an indigenous culture that sees everybody as family, and I feel grateful in that sense that, you know, it's a lot more accepting. I don't have to please, or I'm not in the fight mood, or the having to keep affirming. It's like they take you as you are, you know, knowing that, you know, there can be differences and inadequacies, but they were just part of the furniture, and that's a great feeling. You know.
Absolutely.
Is there a standout island or country in the Pacific region for these type of things, or is the rights or those sort of things, or is like where you're from, like, because that sounds pretty good. You know, is that kind of the similar kind of in different places?
There are different organizations, LGBTIQ organizations, in different parts of the Pacific. You have the Cook Islands came up for discussion probably 2-3 years ago with their laws.
For decriminalisation, yes.
In their laws. So they had their Cook Islanders, I can't remember what the association there was. We also have the Leyte Association in Tonga. And these are organisations that, you know, do advocacy work in the various Pacific Island cultures. The general consensus is that it's a lot more affirming with some of these Pacific Island cultures in terms of your LGBTIQ identity. I think culturally wise, when we look at the dynamic of you know, it's a lot more, we're cultures that find it hard to disclude or cut off people. So no matter whether they may disagree of your gender identity or that, you're still connected. There's still some kind of validation. And that, when I look at my own Western counterpart, you know, Western, there's a big difference in that acceptancy, and you know, mentally, that's quite a huge aspect of someone's, you know, self-being. The fact that you're accepted, or there's some kind of support, or you still are able to have your own support network connected to you. I mean, I think it's a big challenge to have your family cut you off, but a lot of our families tend to still be able to hold on to us, which is quite
it's beautiful, and in some ways a bit foreign to us here.
Yeah.
Our guest is Amal Leotolu. We're talking Queer Pacifica Midsummer, and coming up, we'll find out a bit more about Amal herself. You're on Joy 94.9.
Summer on Joy. Turn us on.
Kia ora, my name is Tatriana, and I'm from the Cook Islands LGBT organization, BTR Association, on the World Wide Wave.
You're listening to World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe, one queer story at a time. And I'd like to give a special hello to everybody listening to us on the podcast. You can subscribe to receive our podcasts automatically.
Find out
either at joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Or on iTunes, or really anywhere that you like to listen to podcasts, and leave us a review.
Leave us a review, because
one
lets
where it
other
says
people
Shannon
know.
Is my favorite.
Don't you always look at reviews? Like every time I buy something, I always look at the reviews.
Yes,
so leave a review. It's great. We've been talking about Midsummer tonight, your favourite shows. Had a message in, loving the discussion, fascinating discussion from Stefan. Thanks, Stefan. Have you got any shows booked yet?
I haven't got any booked yet. That's why I'm needing people to tell me where I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, I need them to build me a timetable. I've been a little hesitant just because of, like, the COVID of it all to, like, commit. But I'm ready to, like, commit now.
I think everybody's got their COVID plans. Yeah. Everybody's, you know, got their masks indoors. They've got everything sort of sorted. So now's the time definitely to get on and make bookings. And the other thing I like, I booked a few shows over at Footscray. There's a lot of smaller venues where you can go as well. You know, Theatre Works, the Immigration Museum's got some events on. Gasworks, like Art Park.
I like that they're kind of all over the place too. Do you know what I mean? There's always one that's kind of near you.
Midsummer is everywhere.
Yeah.
Indeed. We are talking Midsummer and particularly the event called Queer Pacifica with our guest Amau Liotolu. Amau, let's talk a little bit about you if we can. What's your story? When did you sort of start to feel a bit different to everybody else and how did that change your life?
I think... For myself, it was just like as a young child, feeling a bit different and then learning to express myself as a shy teenager, but hitting the clubs or the cross at a young age, and then kind of realizing there's more of a layer to myself. So, just, you know, getting into my 20s and realizing there's a different layer to Amau and she's going to go this way. And so I think it's been there through, you know, knowingly as a young child, but, you know, this freedom to be able to express myself later in the years and then evolve as Amau did later on in life. And so, being a, you know, seeing the challenges that I've had as a trans woman and a trans woman of colour, you know, has been met with its highs and lows, but have been able to navigate, I guess, my own path and had really good support from my family, but also from my loved ones, friends as well.
I read actually that you've never actually come out to your family as Fafafina why is that?
The way I best describe it is, in, you know, from a Samoan cultural term, my culture, we don't have a coming out, you know. So my coming out that I best describe to people is I came out of my mum's stomach. That's my coming out. But the way I see my coming out is just the way it evolved. And that's for me, that's a more culturally and affirming way of looking at the way that Amau has come about from a Samoan lens, that you evolve and you just blend in just how you are. And so we've never felt the need, like I felt that it's always been, you know, that I had to have a major thing of I'm here. But, you know, my loved ones realize, oh, we love you regardless. So that for me is, you know, just affirming, and I'm okay with that. It's been one of the most beautiful things in terms of finding myself and finding out, you know, who I am, is the fact that I've still got my family and the same friends that I've had since, you know, making this decision to, you know, to be Amau or to transition to be Amau.
We've talked a bit about kind of what it was like where you're from and like in your community and that sort of thing, and that's been amazing. Did you come up with against discrimination more when you came to Australia then? Like, was that, like, with the differences and stuff?
Well, I migrated quite a while ago. I think for me it's, it more so in the Western, you know, like when I've gone for things such as work, when I've, you know, like accommodation, you know, when I've gone for rental places, and just you know, like the questions that you can consider quite discriminative in terms of, you know, you've actually said that to, you know, someone. But, you know, it's an ongoing thing with, it seems to be an ongoing thing with trans people or non-binary people, is that we face a constant day-to-day discrimination. And, you know, laws say they do this and that, but you know, still a lot of my own trans sisters and brothers still face a lot of discrimination in workplace, not just going for housing, but, you know, things like employment. And those are huge things. And those are things that, for me as an advocate, as an activist, are worth fighting for, because, you know, we need for people to see that this is a community that faces a lot of discrimination. And so we need to continue to keep fighting and affirming the rights of trans individuals and non-binary individuals, and, you know, to the table, that we're able to come to the and express ourselves freely, be able to access things without the prejudices or the discrimination that a lot of our community face.
It's a we've only just touched on your story, but thank you very much for coming in for sharing that with us. I also love, I read on, I think it was on your website, that your pronouns are she, her, and diva.
Yeah, and and goddess.
And goddess as well.
We cannot forget that one.
You won't want to miss this show as a part of Midsummer. It is called Queer Pacifica, The Rebirth of Cool, and it is on Thursday, the 10th of February, 6 p.m, right here at the Victorian Pride Centre in St Kilda. Tickets at midsummer.org.au. Amau Liotolu, thank you very much for joining us on Joy.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody at our show.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Hi, this is André Duplessis from the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association, speaking from Geneva on the World Wide Wave.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like World Wide Wave on Facebook now.
A huge thank you to our guest tonight, Amau Liotolu. The event we talked about is called Queer Pacifica. It's on in the Midsummer Festival. Go to midsummer.org.au for tickets and information.
And thank you so much to those who have contacted us on Facebook, Milo, Hoffler, Liz, Stefan, and a heap more who have enjoyed or interacted with us on Facebook this past week. And if you want to do that, you can get us on W3Joy on Facebook. And also thank you to Alex. Thank you to those behind the scenes, our podcast dev Heater, and our social media master, Dean.
And Mel's just sent in a message. Thanks, Mel. We're back, glad to be back on air as well. We'll catch you next week on World Wide Wave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. World Wide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night on 94.9 FM in Melbourne and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/World Wide Wave, or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.